Hey, as you have seen and as you have heard, we had a fantastic week at kids camp. And there was a single phrase that was repeated throughout the week. And if you haven't already picked up on what that single three-word phrase is, we're going to give you one more chance here. All right, kids, I need you to help me out. Blue shirts, need you to help me out. When life is unfair,
God is good.
When life is scary,
God is good.
When life changes,
God is good.
When life is sad, when life is good.
God is good.
If you haven't figured out what the three-word phrase that repeated itself over and over and over and over and over again, you're not really paying attention this morning, because the phrase that was repeated throughout the week is God is good. But here's the problem. We tend to pay more attention to the words preceding that three-word phrase. We tend to get fixated on the fact that things are unfair or things are scary or sad. We get fixated on the change. We get fixated on the good. We tend to pay more attention to the circumstances of life than we do to the truth that God is good. In the middle of a Bible, there's a collection of poems that are called the Psalms. And in Psalm 136, this is what it says: give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Maybe the problem we have is we just don't like the word good, because we'd much rather have great. We'd much rather have bigger, better, faster, neater. We just don't like the word good because good seems so mediocre. But when God created the heavens and the earth, he said that they are good. God created a tree. He said it is good. We created a toaster and said it's amazing. God created a rabbit. He said it is good. We created a car and said, it's outstanding, it's amazing, it's revolutionary. Well, the car doesn't run anymore, and the toaster broke. The trees still stand, and the rabbits still hop. They are good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I heard a song years ago, and the title of the song was Enough. And the chorus of the song said this: all of you, referring to God, all of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. We tend to chase after experiences, stuff, relationships, hoping that those things will be the things that will satisfy what we think we need. And all the while, there's a God that is good that stands before you and stands before me and goes, I've given you all that you need. Maybe not all that you want. I've given you all that you need. And why has God given you all that you need? Not because we are deserving, but because he is good and his love endures forever. When we gather on a Sunday morning, one of the primary reasons we gather is to remind one another that God is good and his love endures forever. That's why we gather. That's why we sing, to be reminded of who God is and that God is good. And then on the first Sunday of every month, we take communion. And if you're not familiar with the practice of taking communion, it's this symbolic and very practical way to remember that God is good. And he is more than enough. When we take communion, we remember the day before Jesus would be crucified. He's in an upper room with his best friends. And they're having a meal. And during the meal, he took some bread and he broke it. He said, This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. What he was telling his friends was, tomorrow, my body is going to be physically broken, but I'm going to allow that to happen because I don't want you to be broken anymore. I want you to be restored. I'm going to be broken so that you don't have to be anymore. And I'm going to do this because I am good. After the meal, he took the cup and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. That's really weird language. Covenant, promise. He goes, this is my promise that nothing will ever need to permanently separate you from my great love. Through his sacrifice on a cross, sin is forgiven. That which could separate us from God was erased. This is my promise that nothing ever needs to permanently separate you from the great love my Father has for you. My Father who is good and his love endures forever. The Apostle Paul would later say, whenever we eat the bread, whenever we drink the cup, we proclaim the Lord's death. We state that this is what we believe to be true. To the extent that we understand it, we believe this to be true. And so when we take communion at this church, this is how we do it. We have multiple stations, and you come up, and there will be bread. And the server will give you the plate, and you just tear off a piece of bread. And they will say, the body of Christ broken for you. And our response is this, I remember. We don't want to just go through the motions. We want to go, oh, yes, I remember this is what Jesus did for me. The body of Christ broken for you. You tear off a piece of bread and you say, I remember. The next person will have a cup and they'll say, the blood of Christ shed for you. And our statement after that is we just say, I believe. We proclaim this to be true. And all you do is you dip the bread in and you eat. So I remember and I believe. Communion at this church is not reserved just for church members. This table is open to anyone that's willing to say, I remember what Jesus did, and I believe what he said he did was true. There will be two stations up front, and if you want to receive communion individually, you can do that. There will be two stations on the side. I'll be over here. Pastor Chris will be over there. Those stations are reserved for people that want to come as a family or as a couple. And by the way, if you've got young kids and they're not at a place where they're ready to say this, there's grapes. It's this perfect image of not quite grape juice yet, but I'm participating. And so families, couples can go to the sides, individuals right up front. If you have difficulty moving and still want to take communion, all you got to do is slip up a hand, and a member of our connecting team will bring the elements to you. So why do we take communion? Because the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And we choose to remember and celebrate that right here, right now. Would you pray with me, please? God, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come and actively remember that you are good. Yes, life can be scary and unfair. It can be sad and filled with changes, and it can be good. Life can get weird, but you always remain the same. You are good. And Father, we choose to acknowledge and proclaim that right here, right now. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We pray this all in his name. Amen. I'd like to ask the connecting team that's going to be helping serve to come on up.